Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. You know, Evan, President of the United States is about to make a man, what's the word I'm looking for, man?
Like an address?
Yeah, an address.
Chat. Yeah.
An address. Are people aware that this is Omicron is doubling every 2 days?
Yeah. Man, I had this conversation with my family just the other day. We have a very limited, I wouldn't even call it a get together. Grandma's getting up there in age, you know. So
right.
we feel it's important that we spend some time with her, celebrate with her. At the same time, I mean, this thing is sneaking up on us. 2 weeks ago, it was a sure thing. It'll be fine. The four of us can get together. We can have dinner. It'll be okay.
And you're only talking about four people.
That's right. And now we're weighing this. We're trying to figure out the best way to deal with this. And it's looking like we might do a sort of a single file visit. You know, have people stop by over there and say hi, spend some time with her, but try and avoid having the whole crew together.
You know, New York City right now is breaking records all over the nation, breaking records. We're looking at this, and it's akin to walking right into the face of a hurricane. We know the hurricane is coming.
Yeah.
And we know that there's a death toll behind it, and yet we walk right into it knowingly. Who do we have on the line, man?
Now, first up here, we've got Mark from the SAC.
Hey, Mark, how you doing, man?
Doing okay. The good news for New York, apparently, is because so many people are vaccinated, their hospitalization rate is down in comparison to what it was before. That because apparently the vaccine, you know, even though Omicron is spreading, people are getting it, they're not getting deathly ill from the virus at this point in time. So that's a good thing, I guess. And you're reading from that article where the guy was objecting to it because, you know, talking about the, you know, fetal stem cells were used in the development of the vaccine, and perhaps, you know, that was pointed out to me just now that it was, you know, it might have been used in when they're testing it against, you know, that some cell strains. But I mean, that's just ridiculous. I mean that.
To use that as rationale for why you right. won't protect yourself and your family is, I think that's...
It's psychotic.
You're just looking for an excuse, and I mean, and then the anti-choice crowd can point to that and say, look at this, you know, the evil thing we're doing here because we're using these cells for doing this, and that... And the same crowd doesn't care about people starving in the streets. And, you know, once children draw that first breath, they seem to not give a rat's ass about them. And it's just disgusting. And this for this guy in Mount Pleasant, where as a former, you know, one of my jobs when I worked for the state was doing some auditing of grants and such. That's ridiculous. You're not looking at the invoices. You're not matching up the hours, you know, making sure the hours are actually work for what you're paying out on that. That's just, it's negligent. Unless it's, you know, some agreement they had, you know, they said, oh, we got to pay this guy this much money. Well, Foxconn isn't producing jack crap, and that really, and the state is paying out this much, and that those communities got screwed so bad that people got screwed so bad that it's just a disaster.
And people should remember it was the Republicans who screwed them.
Yes.
Hey, Mark, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it, man. Who do we have up next, Evan?
Next up, we've got Dick from Madison.
Hey, Dick, what's going on, man?
Well, as always, Mark, it's a totally spot on. I mean, Republicans don't care about, you know, pro-life. No. Just like you said, until they're born and then you're on your own and whatever happens, happens. But the thing with the coronavirus, it's, you know, all during 2020, I would look at all these horrific milestones that we hit. And I remember the first one that just shocked me was 60,000 plus deaths. We surpassed the number of deaths in Vietnam around Memorial Day weekend in 2020. And I thought that was horrible. We're on our way to a million?
I know, man. It is mind-boggling. Almost, you know, to all the wars that we've been in combined, we're talking about a death toll that we're going to wind up exceeding.
Over a million.
Yes.
The whole thing is, again, I hate to politicize this, but I'm going to. We have to, and Biden administration has to get ahead of this in that don't let them go out there and spew this crap. You know, Trump last night with O'Reilly, him and the stupid, you know
where I'm going. Trump got his booster shot today.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
and I'm sure Bill O'Reilly did, too.
But the whole thing is, don't let these people blame the Biden administration for this thing lingering. It's their fault because they would not get their people in line to get the vaccination, period. It's their fault.
You know, Dick, I can't disagree with you. I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Who do we have up next, Evan?
We've got Rocky from Madison.
Hey, Rocky, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening. You say what?
I'm doing great because I got you to help me think things out a little bit. You did a good job.
Yeah, well, thank you.
I appreciate your heart and your spirit. You're willing to help a friend when they need it. You're my kind of guy. I don't know if people realize it, but we got to fight our fight here in the U.S., but we also got to go past the border and pass out immunization to bigger areas. Like the current virus that's taken over came from South Africa, they think. Well, I heard like less than 10% of Africa has been vaccinated.
Yeah, it was kind of intense. This was 3 or 4 months ago. Word came out of Africa. They said, please stop sending us more vaccines. We're throwing it all away. People are not coming to get their dose. And we're just like, put a pause on those. We're just not able to use them right now. So we have this big hurdle to get over, like you said.
It's just a breeding ground is what it is that way. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're saying they don't even want vaccinations over there? I got to think the informed do and the uninformed.
Oh, no. They want them, but they were throwing so many out. They asked, they said, please.
Because they didn't have the infrastructure to handle it the way. But here we are. We have the infrastructure.
And
yet we have people who still choose not to do it. Rocky, I really don't, I there is not a whole lot that you can say to people who choose to walk the plank. You know what I mean?
Right.
They know it's coming. You know it's coming. And you love people and you really want to save them. But when you know, you hear this and you see it, you don't have to go by. I know in the black community, there's this woman named, she's an entertainer, Cardi B or
Cardi
whatever.
B, yeah. Name. Yeah.
Yeah. And she told people that her cousin or somebody became impotent from taking the vaccine.
Offhand on an Instagram story. And it caused tremendous damage.
People and many people listened to Cardi B.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and they used her as a prerequisite. And who is Cardi B? Just the bimbo who, you know, I don't think has a whole lot of talent.
Self-described, but by the way. We're not insulting anybody. She'll be the first to call herself a bimbo.
Who really is given a platform because she's in entertainment, not a scientist. And yet you've got all these people who follow her. And there's nothing behind what she said, but yet people have walked the plank because of what she said, Rocky.
That confirmation bias it's deadly. Yeah, any closing thoughts, Rocky?
Yeah, I heard the opposite. Once you get the virus, the present COVID, that can be one of the side effects, is you become impotent.
Yeah.
You might survive the virus, but you become impotent, get blood clots in your lungs and your penis. So,
well, yeah, so I mean,
it's opposite of what she's saying.
Is it worth the risk? You know. And you can't clean it up once it's out there and people have heard it. That's why I think that people who are in positions to have voices and even are on the airwaves have to be very careful. I heard an ignorant person on the airwaves today saying that if you want to hear my opinion on it, this is what this talk show host said. The first shot, vaccine that people got, the Delta came, and I think the Delta came from the first vaccine that they got.
Oh man!
And then this Omicron, it didn't come until after the second vaccine. So if you ask my opinion is that it's coming from the vaccines, and there are people listening to that.
You've heard me say it on the air before, but you know. A lie goes around the world three times while the truth is getting up and putting its pants on. I mean, that's really what we're fighting against here. Is this misinformation travels worse than wildfire. I mean, it flies. And then no one reads the retraction. No one reads the correction.
No, and so people who are in positions on the airwaves and those kinds of things should be very concerned about what goes out over the airways. I know I am. And I'm never going to say something flippant to mislead people, because I think these airways are sacred. And so, you got to be careful. Hey, Rocky, man, happy holiday to you and your family. Merry Christmas, and thank you for listening. You know, Evan, my plan was not to spend as much time talking about this, but how can you not?
Yeah.
You know, how can you not? Because we know what's coming. We've been there before.
And there's no help to be had. You know, we learned something pretty interesting about Mr. Manchin, Sunday night, early Monday. And it's pretty grim, pretty grim.
I mean, we've been here before. And we know, and even though people didn't travel as much last year, it was still horrendous.
Yeah.
And yet people are traveling, and man, New Year's is going to be completely opened up. We're just talking about Christmas right now. But New Year's is going to be like it was New Year's in 1999. Everybody's going to have a good time. And is the good time worth the outcome?
Yeah. And to sort of piggyback on this, if you are vaccinated, if you are boosted, by all accounts, you can still carry. You can still transmit Omicron. You may not end up hospitalized. You may be fine in the long run. But we need to slow this thing down. We really do.
If you are vaccinated, I'll tell you straight up, I've had my three.
I'm getting my third Thursday.
And man, I honestly feel safe.
Yeah. No, I get that.
It's not like I'm going to walk into hell with a gasoline jacket on. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I'm not going to do that. But, I'm willing to walk into certain environments because I know I have some protection. Right? Last year, I didn't go anywhere. I went to the grocery store and stayed home the entire year.
Yeah. And I think we gauge against all of this. We gauge what sort of help, what kind of assistance can we expect to get? When we could expect to get some reimbursement through through unemployment, you know, like stay home. If you get sick, that's 2 weeks. Stay home. Now that's gone. Like you said, you need that peace of mind. You gotta put food on the table.
Oh man, I'm telling you.
But there's a difference between drinking all night long and putting food on the table.
Hey man, you know, if you don't have and you have not been vaccinated, and Joe Biden and President Biden is going to talk about that this evening. He said, you're just about signing a death warrant. This is the president of the United States of America. Do you think that he's joking?
Come on, guys.
Do you think he's going to get on television, the most powerful man on earth, and say this for any reason? Well, he's going to say that for political reasons.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, come on. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.